10, that was 7 o'clock. Keep it right here for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor, Kara Pace, and Professor Lori Fisher. Good evening.
Captain Kangaroo was a captain.
That's not
make it, nice. Make it sound like a bad thing.
Oh, are we on? Okay. All right. I was thinking we're going to wait about 13 or 14 minutes, but that's okay. I can go on right now. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely Pride weekend, and we hope you are out there showing your pride. But if you're not, please join us over the course of the hour, because hopefully we can interest you or entertain you just a little bit. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so by all means, give us a call and participate. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free. Yes, we still have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. It's only good for 17 minutes. 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, just about everything else. So get in soon, because sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show. But give us a call soon and we will get you on soon. Okay. Also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. Again, that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. Monica asked me where our show was from last week, and I said, you really don't want to know. We'll try to solve that mystery. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, just go to kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. The podcast should be up after our show tonight, if it turns out okay. And that will also be at kalw.org. And a lot of other places. And it's like I'm having lunch with Kira, and she's sitting across the table from me with her head in her hands, staring deeply into my eyes.
What about me?
We're thinking about leaving our spouses to run away together.
And well, Lori's dining al fresco. That's why you're on the patio.
I have to be a witness to this sordid affair.
And Lori is the waiter bringing us more iced tea. Okay.
I may ask, by the way, just so you know.
Anyway, so, okay, she has it. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions. And, you know, I just lost Kira's because.
Oh my gosh. Why do I write them? Why do I write them?
No, it's just that the phone went off here. I'll get it. Here it is. Kira Pace is proud to have been part of what will surely be referred to as Minds Over Matter's lost show.
It's yes, true.
It was lost.
History making. It's history making. We'll be our own trivia question one of these days.
Yes. All right.
So Lori Fisher notes that in order for the baseball season to actually begin on July 24th, the players have sadly agreed to give up spitting, both on the field and in the dugout, and perhaps elsewhere. It's a sacrifice he's willing or personally willing to make. Play ball.
Yeah. Baseball's coming up.
Is that real quick? Is that real, by the way?
It's real.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, the disgusting is the spitting. The band.
No, that's my point.
Yeah, no. Many people, including Sue, my wife, is thrilled that there'll be no spitting, no eating of sunflower seeds on the field in the dugout. Mm. Yeah. So it's a big breakthrough. Who knows whether it will be permanently. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, invites you to join us for 43 minutes of live radio and 17 minutes of who knows what.
All right. And all that being said, we're going to start with Kira Pace.
All right. So a friend of mine posted a video of Anita Bryant taking a pie to the face today. So it made me think of this three-part question. What is in the Anita Bryant cocktail? What was this cocktail meant to replace? And why did that cocktail need replacing? Again, what is in the Anita Bryant cocktail? What was this cocktail meant to replace? And why did that cocktail need replacing?
Well, it has to be orange juice, right? Because she was the orange, she was represented the Florida orange growers, right?
Yeah, or Tropicana, I think.
So Tropicana.
Is it the screwdriver?
It is a screwdriver, yep. Right. So the Anita Bryant cocktail replaced the screwdriver because Anita Bryant was a shill for Tropicana. Do you know what is in the Anita Bryant cocktail?
Oh, is it the mimosa? No. What drink is kind of more recent and has orange juice in it?
Well, orange juice is what they were replacing.
Oh, so okay.
The Anita Bryant cocktail would not have orange juice.
Would not have. That's
oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, what's a
sour
mimosa?
Grape juice?
Mimosa is, that's funny. No, that's mimosa is orange juice and champagne or sparkling.
So is it a drink that we associate with the gay community?
Well, I mean, it was associated with the gay community who did not serve screwdrivers.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know that you would find this cocktail around anymore.
Okay. It's not well known now, you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a huge drinker, so I'm not terribly well-versed in alcohol, but yeah, it does. I certainly have not seen this drink out.
Okay. Well, leave it out.
Time for the drink to come out. Yeah.
Right. So is this dependent on the other two questions, or how's that work?
Just what's in the Anita Bryant cocktail? The cocktail replaced the screwdriver. So it is, this cocktail does not have orange juice in it. So what is in there?
All right. And Lori, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I'm taking a page from the Carapace book, which is there's an introductory question, which is a lead into another one. And the introductory question is this. In 2001, a new invention was released, and Jeff Bezos said it was going to be the most famous and anticipated product of its time, product introduction of its time. And Steve Jobs predicted that it would be bigger than the PC, and it was discontinued this week. What was it?
The Segway.
Absolutely. Give yourself a bell. That's right. I had no idea it had that much recognition in front of it. The Segway did not make it that big. Here's my question, though. In 2013, Atlantic Magazine did this wonderful poll. I liked it a lot. Scientists, historians, inventors, and engineers of what they called the 50 greatest technical innovations and inventions since the wheel. Okay, 8 of them were invented or innovated before 1800. That's the list I'm looking for. And these are things that were...
Since the wheel.
The whole list was since the wheel. Many of the... I'm looking for the ones that were since the wheel, but before 1800.
So fire is not on the list.
In fact, it's mentioned as the reason. Yeah. Okay. Excluding fire.
All right. What about the printing press?
I'll give you two each.
Printing press
is number one on the list.
All right.
About 1430 or so. So I'm looking for seven others.
The airplane.
No, the airplane is after 1800.
After 1800.
Yes, these are all before 1800.
Okay.
The steam engine?
No, the steam engine is...
Is it after?
Yeah, and I want to make one more...
17s.
I want to make one more caveat so the list isn't too long. This is in their top 20 of the 50. These are in the top 25. So some of them are further down the list. And I'll tell you if you get one of those, but the steam engine is after 1800.
Okay.
All right. Give me the premise of the question once more.
So the premise of the question is of a list made by scholars in the field in Atlantic Magazine. They had a list of 50 greatest technological innovations and inventions since the wheel. I'm looking for, in their top 25, the 8 of them that were invented and in use before 1800. That number one, which was the printing press.
What about the loom?
No, the loom isn't on there. And I think the loom, I don't know. No, I think the loom isn't on there at all.
Okay.
Would something like steel be on there?
Steel could be on there, but it isn't. And it might even be the process by which steel were invented. And that's not on there either. So I don't know if that's later as well. Probably not, but it's not on there.
All right. Okay. We'll leave that out.
Good.
And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Yep. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yay. Okay. Did anyone answer the Anita Baker drink question?
Anita Baker? No, no. Anita Bryant.
Bryant. That's it.
End of the spectrum of totally.
No. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. That was. I believe
that was a
I do have an answer
to Anita Baker. Yes, please. Yeah. What is your answer?
Okay, I believe it's one of two. I believe it's either one. Well, these are one of the two main ingredients. I believe triple sec or Cointreau.
Nope, it is neither of those.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I have a very very easy question. I think you could answer the top five grossing musical bands from San Francisco, from the Bay Area. Let's put it that way.
Huey Lewis and the News.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, Dana.
Grateful Dead.
Okay, that's one. Yes.
Huey Lewis and the News?
No.
Nuh-uh.
Jefferson Airplane Starship?
Yes, that is one. Yes, Jefferson Airplane. And you got Grateful Dead. You got three more. Oh, did someone say Flaming Groove?
No, I said Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, sorry. I just gave away one. Okay, yes. Sorry. That was one. Sorry.
I think Metallica is probably the biggest one.
That's number. Yep, you got one more.
What about Train?
Green Day.
That's it. You got it. That's it.
Cure,
you got all five.
I got none of them.
Oh, which one did we get accidentally? I didn't hear the fifth one.
Flaming Grooves, believe it or not, which I have not. I don't know if you guys know them. I don't know them, but you know.
Yeah. The rest are
good. Okay, thanks very much.
Pop and Daddies.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Number six.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. And okay, let me do a couple questions here. All right. What do these four people have in common? Charles Lynn, Linn, Albert Pike, Pike, George Davis, Davis, and Edward Carmack, Carmack. What do these four people have in common? Charles Lynn, Albert Pike, George Davis, Edward Carmack.
Do they all have peaks?
No. That's an interesting guess. No.
Is Albert Pike the Pike of Pike's Peak?
It is not. No relation.
Right. Are these people, did they live contemporaneously?
Three of them, one just a little outside of that. Yeah.
Did they know each other? The three?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so that's not the link.
Yeah, it's not the link. So once more, what do these four people have in common? Charles Lynn, Albert Pike, George Davis, Edward Carmack.
Are they all Gerber babies?
They are not all Gerber babies. That's a very interesting guess.
Yeah. Is that kind of in the realm of they've won some goofy award like that? That's a goofy award? Is it something like that? Or is it something they accomplished on their own? Like they invented?
I can't give you too much credit for that, but I would say that they were all honored in some way. Yes. So.
And on purpose, not just by being cute, something they actually accomplished.
Yeah, on purpose.
All right. American?
Yes.
Are they all American?
The three are American, I believe. One is British. All right. So think about that. I'll give you another question. Who was the last Republican presidential candidate to win a majority of the African-American vote?
Reagan?
No.
That's what
who was the last Republican presidential candidate? I didn't necessarily say president.
Right.
But who was the last Republican presidential candidate to win a majority of the African-American vote?
Eisenhower?
No.
Yeah, I have a question. Did they do demographic statistics like that? Well, let me ask this. When would they have started to know that breakdown?
This goes back about 130 years, maybe.
So right
where they did it, the actual breakdown of
so in other words, as soon as African Americans got the vote,
they started counting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Roughly. So, okay. Once more, what do these four people have in common? Charles Lynn, Albert Pike, George Davis, Edward Carmack. They all had an honor of some kind bestowed on them. And who was the last Republican presidential candidate to win a majority of the African-American vote? All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you. And this is for fun. What do you call a drink made of milk of magnesia and vodka?
There's going to be a good pun in here someplace, isn't there? Is it?
I hope you're seated near the bathroom. Let's see. Milk of magnesia and vodka. Is this a joke or is there a real drink?
It's a joke.
Okay.
Is it a run to the something, like run to the end, or?
No.
Or milk of something? Yeah.
What is it?
You want me to tell you or leave it out?
You better tell us.
Okay, it's a Phillips screwdriver.
Not bad. Not bad. Turning into a show about alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Bubba Frisco Dave. Take care, guys. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So, you know, we have to be very careful with the fire season coming upon us and windy days. What is the cause beside, you know, falling wire that we get 20% of power shut off? What causes it beside power line falling down? What else? 20% across the country, not just in California.
So besides wind, you mean?
Yeah.
Do cows knock into the poles?
An animal.
Animal, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which birds, one? Some kind of bird.
No, not a bird, actually.
You can did you hear?
Power poles all the time. Which one?
Are beavers eating the poles?
No.
I stand by my cow guess. Is it a cow? Cow.
No, you know, I see them in my neighborhood all the time. I'll give you the answer because I'd like to give another question very quick. Squirrels. Don't you see squirrels going up the telephone line, telephone poles, power poles? Squirrels do that. They get fried in the way, which is sad. Okay. Second question. This is about the Crusader War. The Seventh Crusade was led by King Louis IX of France. The leader of this army, who was an Egyptian woman, led the Egyptian army not only to defeat him, but totally annihilate the French, the Crusade army, and also put him in a cage in downtown Cairo, and he was ransomed for a lot of money. She was a queen. She was a woman. I leave that to your audience. Do you know what her name is? She has a beautiful face as well. Do you know her name?
I do not.
Okay. I only remember Hatshepsut.
Hatshepsut was 3,000 years ago.
Always a good guess.
Before that. No, this was recent. Let me give you the year. Give you the year, the hint. It was done 1250 AD. 1250 AD. So 1200, yeah, about 1200 years ago. Something like 1200 AD. So it is recent. Let's just leave it to your audience. Okay.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember it was like it was yesterday.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Say it again. What did you say?
I said I remember it like it was yesterday.
Did I ask that question before?
For Egyptian history, that's recent. Yes, I know.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but you know, I love women, and I always like to ask questions about women. Okay.
All right. No problem.
See what the audience come with. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
All right. Thanks.
Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter, strangely enough. And we're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher from Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right. How about this? I'll give you the names of some populous cities, and I want you to tell me the state with the second most populous city of the same name. So, for example, if I said Columbia, the most popular Columbia or populous Columbia is South Carolina. The second most is in Missouri. So I have six of these, and we'll see how this goes. The top one, unfortunately, is Aurora. Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A. The second one is Columbus. The third is Glendale. The fourth is Pasadena. Fifth is Richmond. And finally, Rochester. So
tell us what you want again here.
Okay, so I've given you the names of six cities, and we all know where the most populous city of that name is, probably. What I'm looking for is the second most populous city of that name, like what state is it in? So the cities I have are Aurora, Columbus, Glendale, Pasadena, Richmond, and Rochester, looking for the second most populous cities in the U.S. with those names.
I think Richmond might be in our own California.
It is. The most populous is in Virginia, but the second most populous is Richmond, California. Very nice.
And then, Dana, you have a couple?
Well, I had Richmond. Well, at least that would have been my guess. Let's put it that way. Aurora. Pasadena. Pasadena is a tough one.
Yeah.
Rochester. Huh. Rochester, New York. Oh, Rochester, Minnesota.
That is correct. Home of the Mayo Clinic, I think, right?
Yeah, it is. Right.
Yes. So Rochester, New York is most populous, but the second most populous Rochester is in Minnesota.
I think I know Aurora because I know two cities, and I'll guess one. And if that's not it, Dana, you guess the other. There's an Aurora, Illinois.
Is that your guess for second?
That is my guess for second.
That's very good. Wayne's World, I think, was broadcast out of Illinois.
The other one's in Colorado. I would think they're about the same size, even.
I don't actually know what the Colorado – I didn't write that down, what the Colorado population is. Illinois is about 200,000.
Okay. I'll leave the rest to Dana. That is right, at Wayne's World.
So Pasadena – is the other Pasadena outside of California also?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now I have no guess at the moment. So just give the question once more on the ones you have left, please.
Okay. So I will give you the name of a populous city. You tell me the state with the second most populous city of the same name. So the ones we have left are Columbus, Glendale, and Pasadena.
There is a Columbus, Georgia, isn't there? Is it Columbus, Georgia?
It is Columbus, Georgia. Yep.
All right.
Most populous is Ohio. Second most is in Georgia.
Okay. All right. There we go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred. You guys are doing great tonight. It's amazing. Okay, so inventions before the 1800s. The bifocals or eyeglasses?
Yes, 13th century. Very good. That's number five on the list. Excellent.
Okay. And how about the cupcake, which was an amazing invention?
I believe the cupcake was like 1806, so it didn't make the list.
Okay. I need one question from you guys. Okay. What is the Hawking Index? Hawking Index.
You mean like Stephen, as in Stephen Hawking?
It's related to him, yeah.
All right. The Hawking Index.
It's not scientific. It's literary.
Oh, really?
Oh.
The Hawking Index. It's a little like the mini Millie Helen Index of Beauty. I'm not sure. It's become real. Let's put it that way.
That's a classic.
The Hawking Index.
So it's related to Stephen Hawking, but it is literary in form.
Specifically to his great book, A Brief History of Time.
Right.
Oh, would it be the difference, or I guess the relation between how many people own a book and how many people have actually read it?
Exactly. Exactly. With new technology. With new technology like Audible video books, they can keep track of how many people finish a book. What was the Hawking Index for a brief history of time?
I can't imagine it was very high.
I'm going with 11%.
Half of that, 6.6%. And I want to say I'm probably up to chapter 3, and I don't want to become a statistic, so we'll see. Thank you very much. Nice guy.
It's too late.
Nice
job.
Thank you.
Good question.
Bye.
All right. Lori, it's your turn, I think.
All right. So I kind of like this question. I think you will. I looked at the American Film Institute list of the 100 greatest comedies, and 7 of them have a woman's name in the title. And I want to be clear here. So things like The Lady Eve, there is a woman's name, but she's not a character in the movie. Okay, that just refers to the Barbara Stanwyck character. And something like Tootsie and A Fish Called Wanda. So those don't count because those are either euphemisms or not female characters in the movie. The 7 I'm looking for, the name of a woman character in the movie is in the title.
Annie Hall, but also A Fish Called Wanda has a character named Wanda. And I think it refers to the character Wanda and not just the fish also called Wanda.
Then I stand correct to give her 2 bells because Annie Hall is on the list. And we'll give her The Fish Called Wanda.
That's you've got some viewing you need to do this week because movie is excellent.
And I looked at the cast list and it didn't tell me that. So I didn't watch it. I did not watch all these movies.
It's just Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, no. And Kevin Kline, right? And
No, Jamie Lee Curtis is Wanda.
She's Wanda, okay. Anyway, so I'm looking for 6 more.
So these are supposedly the greatest comedies of all time, Ed, that have a woman's name in the...
Yeah, the AFI does these various lists of greatest songs and all that, scripts and most memorable lines. This is the 100 greatest comedies. And I'm looking for the 7 now 6 more that have a woman's name in the title who's a character in the movie.
So would bringing up Baby Count, like, is Baby a female...
No.
Whatever kind of cat that was? No?
Baby is the actual name of the leopard, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. Baby's the leopard's name.
Right.
So
why does that count?
Because I want them to be the name of a woman character in the movie.
You mean a human.
I stand
character.
Corrected. Yes, okay. A human woman. Yes. I foolishly eliminated The Fish Called Wanda on the same principle, which turned out to be completely wrong. So yeah, human women, like Annie Hall.
I don't know. My husband suggests there's something about Mary, but...
Oh, that's correct. They give him a bell. Way to go.
That's one of the greatest comedies of all time?
That is one of the 100 greatest comedies of all time.
God.
Yeah. And
funny. Don't be a snob. It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny, but I wouldn't call it a great comedy.
Well, I mean, if you got like 100 comedies on that, you're going to get some that are not...
Anyway. I think, by the way, I think the rest of them are indisputably great comedies. Maybe one's on the borderline. I think There's Something About Mary's a great comedy, but we won't argue about that.
I left.
Anyway, so 5 more, gang. Who do you got?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes. Was that from Greg or you? That's good.
From Greg.
Give Greg another bell.
He's good for something, you know.
He's good for everything. Yeah. All right. We got 1 more?
No, that's enough.
Okay. Other ones on the list that I like were His Girl Friday, also not on the list because she's not a character in the name. I like saying the titles of those movies. So we're looking for 4 more.
All right. Just get the question once more, please.
Anything with Madea in it?
Nothing with Madea in it. Yeah. The list was, no Madeas. The list is of the 100 greatest comedies chosen by the American Film Institute. Turns out that 8 of them have the name of a woman. Human woman character who's a character in the movie. And we now have Annie Hall, Fish Called Wanda, There's Something About Mary, and When Harry Met Sally. We're looking for 4 more.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I have a guess. The list of 4 men, including George Davis?
Yes.
Is it something involving nudity?
No.
Okay.
Could it be something?
George Davis, I think, is a man who is renowned for taking his clothes off in public, and I thought maybe it was something to do with that. So
it is. I I don't deny that there may have been a George Davis who took his clothes off in public, but there are probably a lot of George Davises. It just doesn't happen to be the same one. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
A friend of the caller, perhaps. That's
right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in California. Why not?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
It's a state motto, by the way. California, why not?
Yeah, why not?
California, why not? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, all right. How about Forgetting Sarah Marshall for comedy?
Oh, did not make the top 100.
Are you kidding? That's funnier than When Harry Met Sally, for sure.
Well, I'll talk to my people.
Yeah, I'll write a letter, a very irate letter to my congressman. Let's see, Republican presidential candidate. How about like Alf Landon?
No.
No? All right, going way back. The Albert Pike and the Carmack, those are all statues that have been pulled down?
That is correct. They're all statues that have been pulled down since the death of George Floyd. They were either slave owners or racists in some form or another.
Yeah, yeah. I know Carmack especially. I read about him. He was a real jerk. Newspaper publisher who was pretty much hounded Ida B. Wells, the great journalist out of Tennessee.
That is correct.
And I know Pike was a Confederate general, and not sure about the other two. All right.
Well, George Davis was a stripper, I guess. Always naked, we learned from the last call.
That's why they
a racist Confederate stripper, the worst kind.
But that is correct. They're all had their statues torn down.
And then some of the top inventions. How about gunpowder?
Gunpowder is on the list. Nice going. 10th century.
Yay.
Very good.
Okay. Paper?
Paper is also number 6 on the list. 2nd century. Really good.
But like a clock?
The clock is on the list but doesn't count because it's a little lower on the list.
Oh, okay. How about 25. Like a compass?
Compass is on the list. You're running the board. Very good. 12th century.
Woo-hoo. And like telescope or glass?
Well, our caller from West Virginia got optical glasses. The telescope is not on the list.
Oh, that's Ed from West Virginia. That boy, yeah, I'm going to get him. All right. And then I'll guess some of the cities. How about Glendale? Is it Arizona?
Glendale, Arizona is actually the most populous.
Oh, so well, Glendale, California, then.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, all right.
Hey. Okay. And did you get Pasadena?
Not yet.
I think that's Texas, probably, right?
Which is number 1, so
oh,
same
so
deal.
Oh, so Pasadena, California, yeah.
It is. Pasadena, California is number 2.
How big is the Texas Pasadena?
Bigger than 141,000, which is California. I didn't write down the most populous, I'm afraid.
Okay, and then Rochester is going to be maybe, I don't know, Minnesota.
It is. Rochester is Minnesota.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Great job.
And then, let's see. I'll ask who was, in honor of Pride Month, who was the first openly gay member of Congress?
It wasn't Barney Frank, right? Barney Frank was second. Who was the first?
It was Gary Studs.
That's correct. And he was descended from what signer of the Declaration of Independence?
That's a good question. What designer? Let's see. No
and this
idea.
Signer's name, this signer's name provided a...
Hancock?
No. No. But the signer's name has lent itself to a now common political word.
A now common. Eldridge Geary.
Gary
Mander. Yes.
Very good. Yep.
Gerrymandered, sorry.
And then the other question I have has to do with, you may have heard of the Henley Passport Index?
Familiar?
Yes,
sounds
no?
familiar.
It's what, an index that ranks, it ranks passports based on the ability of people holding that passport to enter other countries visa-free.
All right. Well, then, so are you going to ask what countries are highest on that list?
Highest, and lowest, yeah.
Well, I bet the United States would probably be, if not necessarily the highest, but in the top five, maybe.
I would guess Canada would be higher than us, because they can still go to Cuba.
No, Canada is tied with us at number six.
Okay.
Okay.
With 183 countries. This is for last year, I'll say, for 2019.
Does the EU count as a single entity, or are there...
No, they do. They do not count as a single entity. They're kind of spread out a little bit, but they're all, you know, all within the same.
How about Ireland then?
Ireland is tied with us also at number six.
Okay.
Hmm. How about Vatican City?
Oh, Vatican City is not the top, but I don't see it. I'd have to look through the list. Oh, there it is, number 28, Vatican City.
Oh. What about Japan?
Japan is correct. It's tied with one other country. That's the top one with 189.
Hmm.
Tied with another Asian country.
Yeah, just because there are so many Chinese tourists everywhere I've ever been, I want to say China, but that can't be right. Isn't it China?
It is not China.
Yeah, okay.
You better fill, since we're a little past halfway through the show, you better fill in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Singapore is the other one. And then I'll leave the lowest ones, I guess, for a later week.
Okay.
Okay. Great show.
Thank you.
As always. Thank you. Adios. Right.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
I only have one, and it's just, what is in the Anita Bryant cocktail? It replaced the screwdriver.
The milk of magnesia vodka didn't. The Phillips screwdriver.
The Phillips screwdriver now.
All right. I am still looking for, on the list of the 50 greatest technological innovations since the wheel, I'm looking, I think I made a mistake. I'm looking for two more. So one of you said the steam engine, right?
I did.
Yeah, that was correct. So give her a bell for that.
Oh, hooray. Okay.
Yeah, I missed that on my list. I'm looking for two more. And my other list is of the 100 greatest comedies as selected by the American Film Institute. A total of 8 of them have a woman's name who's a character in the movie. We have Annie Hall, When Harry Met Sally, There's Something About Mary, and A Fish Called Wanda. I'm looking for 4 more, all really well-known movies.
All right. And
I'll give
one
hint on that.
Oh,
3 of the 4 movies, the entire title is the woman's name.
Ah.
Just throwing that in.
Carrie.
excellent guess. Not as funny as it doesn't hold up well. Its humor doesn't hold up well.
No, that can't be a top one. I was going to say Florence Foster Jenkins, but...
not on the list.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No.
All right. Who was the last Republican presidential candidate to win the majority of the African-American vote?
How about Thomas Dewey?
No. Who was the last Republican presidential candidate to win a majority of the African-American vote? And that's it. That's all I have left. Okay, I think it's my turn. So let me give you a question about state quarters. Each of them has a different design. And no, I don't collect them. But I'm going to ask you, I'm going to mention some things that are on different state quarters. I want you to tell me what state it is. Okay, here we go. Number one, Caesar Rodney. Just the personage of Caesar Rodney. Number two, James Monroe, President James Monroe, standing. Number three, an astronaut. Number four, a trumpet. And number five, a mallard duck flying above a lake. So these are 5 different state quarters I'm looking for. Give me the state that matches up with what's on it. Number one, Caesar Rodney. Number two, President James Monroe standing. Number three, an astronaut. Number four, a trumpet. And number five, a mallard duck flying above a lake. All right, Kira, I saw you wag your head, so give me one.
Yes. Hi, Greg. Ohio for the astronaut.
That's right. Who's the astronaut?
Is it John Glenn? Glenn?
It is not.
Ooh. Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong.
That's right. Yeah. One of the living people, but it wasn't actually him, but it's basically him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is the trumpet,
and Lori. Ooh,
is the trumpet Louisiana?
It is not Louisiana.
Is it Missouri?
It is not Missouri.
Okay.
So the ones we have left, what state quarters are these things on? Number one, Caesar Rodney. Number two, President James Monroe, standing. Number three, a trumpet. And number four, a mallard duck flying above a lake.
Did you say Monroe standing each time? Because there's another one in which he's sitting or something? Is it?
No, but he's okay. He is standing. So okay. That's why I mentioned it.
And on the trumpet one, is it significant who's holding the trumpet or playing it? Or is it?
I don't think anybody's holding the trumpet.
Okay, so just a trumpet itself.
Just a trumpet.
Oh, because there's one quarter that actually has a jazz player on it. Is that not a trumpet?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I saw anyway in all of the descriptions. So sure. There is there is a quarter for Washington, D.C., which has a jazz motif on it, but I don't think there's a trumpet on there. Anyway, okay. So the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. This is Philip in San Francisco. I have one answer and two questions.
All right.
The answer is the drink has, the cocktail has vodka, Galliano, and orange juice.
The screwdriver, I think, has orange juice, but the Anita Bryant does not have orange juice. You are correct, though, that it has vodka. That is correct. Mm. But there's one other ingredient that's missing.
Don't know. Anyway, what have the following four people got in common? Attila the Hun, John the 23rd, Vlad the Impaler. What have they got in common?
Who's the fourth one?
There's just three.
Oh, three.
Okay.
So yeah. Vlad, Attila, and John.
Yeah. And another question, what mainland European country has two other sovereign states within its borders, and what are they?
Italy has Vatican City and San Marino.
Very good.
And do the things that those three men have in common, do they kill like a large percentage of people, like a noteworthy percentage of people maybe?
No, they all have the same middle name.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
And
it's
and
open
next call.
Tonight.
Really?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bob in Berkeley.
Hi, Bob.
I have some possible answers for the great inventions.
Great.
Is metal generally metal refining on there?
It's not on here as a single thing, so no.
Electricity.
Electricity is, oh, you know what? It's listed here as being in the 19th century, and I'm looking for stuff before the 18th century.
Well, I'm thinking Benjamin Franklin, but okay.
Okay.
Two more guesses. Musical instruments?
No musical instrument is on the list at all.
Oh, and the arch.
The arch is not on the list at all either. Sorry.
Okay. I give up then.
Me too.
For the Republican presidents who got the black vote, how about Teddy Roosevelt?
He is not the last one.
So after Teddy.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Who was a notable fatality of Segways?
The inventor of the Segway.
Really?
It was not the inventor. It was
the owner
of the company.
Yeah. The it went off a cliff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's good.
So he was found in the bottom of a river, and it was his segue that did him in.
Wow. What was his name? Do you happen to know it?
I don't know. The inventor was Dean Kamen.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know the investor's name.
All right.
And Steve Jobs had said, he did say publicly, after he said this wonderful thing, he said, but if a kid from Stanford has an accident, get hurt, and badmouth it, that'll be the end of it. So the owner of the company died from it. That was, I don't know.
One last guess. How about plumbing for inventions?
Plumbing is not. Oh, plumbing is on the list, but it was. It's below number 25 on the list.
So well,
looking for the top 25, but it's definitely on the list.
Hmm. Very good. Okay, all I got.
Very good.
Thank you. And all right, who has a relatively short question?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
I like the excitement. What is the longest running play by Shakespeare in the history of Broadway, and who played the lead role? Again, what is the longest running play by Shakespeare in the history of Broadway? And it's a play, not a musical. What a surprise. And who played the lead role? Well, a Shakespeare musical could be.
Is this a straight version of Shakespeare?
It is.
Okay.
And is this... Well, how many performances?
296 initially, and then a revival a year later of 24.
Okay, so less than a year. Was it King Lear?
No.
It was a tragedy, right? That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
So just for the backers.
Was it one of the Hamlets? Was it a Hamlet?
No, it wasn't a Hamlet.
All right.
Okay. So, I mean, there have been many versions of Hamlet on Broadway, so you're not combining them. It's just, it's one version that ran a particular length of time. Okay. And it's not a musical?
Nope.
Is it after 1960?
No.
Okay. So it's really early on.
But it's notable.
Yeah. Is it a woman? Is the lead role a woman?
No.
Okay. Because I think that Sarah Bernhardt did a long-running thing. And
how long ago are we talking about, Karen?
1940s.
Were any of the Barrymores in it?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
Is
the star famous? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Catherine Cornell by any chance? The star?
No.
Okay. 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Was the star also a movie star? Or do we think of him or her more as a theater person?
No, this person was in movies as well.
Because Olivier and Vivian Leigh did do
Othello. They did Othello.
No, they did. They did Romeo and Juliet on Broadway for a period of time. But I don't know if it was. I don't know how long it ran or anything like that.
Is that your guess? We're looking at Karen.
No.
Okay.
Yes, it is not Romeo and Juliet.
1940s. Okay. All right.
Did the famous star, were they Oscar winning kind of person?
I don't think this person ever, no, I can. I don't know why I say I don't think this person ever won an Oscar.
And Leslie, Alice, stop it. And then Leslie Howard and John Gielgud both did versions of Hamlet on Broadway at the same time.
Still not Hamlet.
All right. Well, no harm in keeping asking.
There were two Hamlets on Broadway at the same time. Huh? Wow.
All right. Okay. Leave it out. And just repeat it, would you please?
Sure. What is the longest running play by Shakespeare in the history of Broadway, and who played the lead role?
All right, let's go to a call before my dog barks again. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi, I have a guest for, this is Jeff and Becky in Sacramento.
Hi.
Hi, I have a guest for inventions before 1800. How about just the sailing ship?
You know what? The sailing ship's in the top 50, so give them a bell, but it's not in the 25, which is what I'm looking for. Sailing ship is the fourth millennium, so very good.
And along with that, somebody guessed the compass, but how about the sextant?
Excellent. That is, I think that was the hardest one to get. 1757, another bell. Sacramento is rocking.
And for movies, Harold and Maude.
That is one of them. Nicely done. Very good.
And
what's on the Becky, list, another bell.
And Becky says Mrs. Doubtfire.
She's also right. Becky's got one too. Boy, you guys are nailing the list. Two more to go.
That's it. That's it. We're out. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, two inventions and two women's movies. Nice.
Good job. And next call.
Hi there. This is Danny and Sandra in Albany, California, which is not as big as Albany, New York. So we just got snookered with Harold and Maude, but how about Ninotchka?
Ninotchka is one of them. Very nice.
All right. And then we have one of the second largest cities. Would it be Glendale, Arizona, by any chance?
Glendale, Arizona is the first largest Glendale.
Pooey. Well, then it's Glendale, California.
It is Glendale, California.
Well, I got it. I backed into it. All right. Well, that's about all we got now. But thanks
great
a lot.
Show.
Great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. This being Pride weekend, let me try to squeeze something in here. What was the first U.S. city to offer domestic partnership benefits? What was the first city in the U.S. to offer domestic partnership benefits?
Was it in Vermont?
It was not.
Okay. Was it Boston?
It was not. It was west of the Mississippi.
Oh.
I will give you that.
What year?
1984.
So we're going to assume it's not San Francisco, right?
Yes. Not San Francisco.
Is it California, though? Somewhere in California?
It was not San Francisco.
All right. Berkeley.
Berkeley's correct.
No, no kidding. Yes. Nice. Go Berkeley.
Berkeley, California.
Where I'm sitting right now. I can see it.
Very That's good. Right.
All right.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal Fremont. How are you doing?
Hi, good, Hal.
Good. So most of my answers have been taken. But I do think that the guitar is on the Tennessee quarter. The trumpet.
Trumpet is on the Tennessee quarter. That is correct. Good job.
It's also on there. So I think it's also a guitar. There's a guitar on there too. Yeah. And I think I used to live in Missouri, so I think the mallard flying is on Arkansas.
It is, yes. The mallard flying above a lake is Arkansas. Very good.
Near Missouri.
Most of this is all fake. Everybody danced around Othello, but is Othello actually the longest running play?
Othello is the longest running play by Shakespeare on Broadway. Do you happen to know who starred in it?
No, but I believe he's African American, but no, I don't.
The first non-white dude in blackface playing Othello. That is correct.
Oh, James Earl Jones.
Not James Earl Jones.
Oh, really?
Paul Robeson?
Paul Robeson is correct.
Yeah. Good job.
Nice. First time.
They kept dancing on Othello and Romeo and Juliet, and you kept saying, Romeo and Juliet.
It's not Romeo and Juliet, yes. Good ear. Good ear.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks so much. Great show as always.
Thank you. Bye bye. Wait a minute. All right. Don't get your coat yet. All right, let's go to a call.
Who's leaving?
Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't know if my movies count. Emma?
Well, Emma would count, but it's not on the list of top 100 comedies.
Okay, what about Lily?
I don't know Lily.
That's that 53
Leslie,
movie with
Leslie
Caron. Caron.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, that's not in the top 100 either.
What about Irma LaDuce?
Irma LaDuce also not in the top 100. That one maybe shouldn't have. I guess it's a comedy, sure.
And but you said that the title is just the name, right?
The one that's left is the title, what this woman is called, is a complete name.
Georgie Girl?
It's not Georgie Girl.
Okay, and then my old ones, like Clooney Brown, wouldn't run at all.
No.
Okay, I'll walk. Thanks.
Thank you. And next call.
Hi, you're on Minds
Over Matter. Hi, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
I was all set to go Bell-less this week because I've been listening to them all going away, but I think there are a couple out there that I still can try. Caesar Rodney on the quarters is Delaware.
That is correct, Delaware.
All right, that one I knew. I missed a couple of cities. I missed the trumpet. The last woman comedy, how about Sweet Charity?
Not Sweet Charity. That's
not Sweet Charity, okay.
It would be. It's not on the list, though.
All right. Well, I think I'm gonna take my bell and go home. You guys are almost out of time. I've got a question, but I'll save it for next week.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I have some... Hi. Wait a minute. Hi, better. I have answers for the comedies. First of all, this is Eve in Oakland. Hello. I listen to your show all the time, but it's such a drag calling because it's busy all the time. But I got in. Anyway, the lady, I have for the comedies. Yeah, Lady Eve.
Well, the Lady Eve is on the list, but Eve is not the name of Barbara Stanwyck's character, so we're disqualified. Oh,
you know, just a point of order on that.
All
just,
right.
She impersonates a British noblewoman named Eve Sidwich, and so it is actually part of her character in the Lady
Eve. There you go.
So.
Give her a bell. Come on. Yeah. Give her the bell. You deserved it. That's good.
Thank you very much. I have another one, Ninotchka.
Ninotchka was already guessed, but it is correct, so you get a bell for that. That's fine.
And I have one more that may or may not be true. I'm not sure. Tipsy?
Well,
because that's not really the name.
That's correct. So that was one I mentioned. Okay. That's kind of a nickname for her, so no Tootsie.
Okay. That's all for me tonight.
Okay. Got one
Thank
more
you.
Time for your show. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
One more call. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie in Florida. I had a guess about the movies as well. Did somebody already guess Nurse Betty?
Nobody guessed Nurse Betty, but Nurse Betty's not on the list.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's a good
Thank
guess.
Thank you. Thanks for listening from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, time to clean up here. What do we have, Kira?
Real quick, what about Victor Victoria?
No, you know what? That could be on the list, but it's not. And is that?
And, well, I thought Victoria was, and then she went by Victor when she was.
Yeah.
And then for inventions, how about writing system or the flying buttress?
Neither one is on my list in the top 100.
Okay? All right.
Sorry.
All right. Kira, what do you got?
All right. The only thing I have is that the Anita Bryant cocktail was vodka and apple.
Oh,
so nice. Apple juice.
And in my inventions question, the only one remaining in the top 25 inventions since the wheel before 1800 is vaccinations, which were just before in 1796. That was on there. There's a whole bunch in the top 50. If you want to look up the list, it's a great list. And the movie that we're missing, in which the title is 100 Top Comedies, a woman's name is Auntie Mame. That is the last one on the list. So,
all right. The last Republican presidential candidate to win a majority of the African American vote was Herbert Hoover in 1928.
Oh, wow.
And James Monroe standing. I said he was standing because he was standing in the boat with George Washington as they crossed the Delaware, which is on the New Jersey quarter.
That was the hint.
Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to Damian D. Minor for making the whole show work tonight.
Yeah.
And our thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. Our panel tonight, that was Kira Pace, technical editor Lori Fisher, Dabo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks a lot for listening. And please join us next Sunday at 7. Happy Pride, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother.